Okay, good morning everyone.
Good morning.
Today I want to discuss a few shailas pertaining to Hilchos Tefillos Kelim. Halachos of Tovin and Kelim. Again, anyone have any shailas we ask thereof? I'm just going to outline potential things that you need to be aware of at the start of the brief introduction. So what will we discuss today? We'll discuss why we Tovin Kelim. What's the point? We'll discuss who can Tovin Kelim. Is anyone? Children, Goyim, women. We'll discuss if you sell your kelim for Pesach, whether you have to tovel them on Motz Pesach. I'm assuming most people here do not. We'll discuss why. We'll discuss if a caterer has to tovel their kelim. Maybe we'll get to coffee machines, coffee jars, Coke cans, various different shailas pertaining to Tefillos Kelim. Okay. So we'll start off with an introduction. Why do we tovel a kelim? Why? What's the point? You're not making it kosher, it's not non-kosher. You're buying a kosher keli, a keli that never touched anything. And nevertheless, you're going to dip it in the mikveh. So why? It's Gemara, Rabbi Zorah, the fine hay. You learned it from a posuk. When the Yidden had a battle with Midian, they took spoils of all the keli from Midian, and Hashem tells the Yidden, they have to toil all the keli. It's part of Shulchan Aruch. Hakoina meha'akum kli se'uda shal matchas. If you buy from a non-Jew any keli which is used for a meal, made out of metal or made out of glass, even though they're brand new, says Shulchan Aruch, tzorich lahatbilam b'mikveh o'imayon. You have to tovel them in a kosher mikveh or kosher mayon. Yes, tzvila, tzvi pashtus, midday reisa, tzchir minatoyer, you need a kosher mikveh, it's not like a men's mikveh, you need to make sure the mikveh is a kosher mikveh, tovel the keli. What's the reason behind this? The Yerushalayim bring down? Because these kelim had upgrades. They used to be tumas akum on them. They used to belong to a non-Jew. Now they had an upgrade. They've been entered into kedusha of Israel, and therefore to cement their status of being holy and under the jurisdiction of kedusha of Israel, they're toivel the keli in a mikvah or not. Okay. I saw an interesting shaila. What is the halacha if a non-Jew becomes Jewish? Ger shen is gaya. Do they have to tovel all the kelim in the house or not?
Why not?
Why not? Oh, so you got the first problem is there might be treif. Yeah, is there treif? If I'm like showing them, can you tovel treif kelim? We have to maybe first make them kosher and then tovel.
But I think we don't do the same with tovel. That first of all, you make them kosher, then the tovel.
Correct. It's machlokes v'shoinim. But many v'shoinim say you first have to make them kosher and then tovel. Again, so you have a gerush and it's gaya. Do they have to tovel all their kelim? Or they want to make a big party to celebrate they became Jewish. They became Jewish in the morning. Now for their evening party, do they have to quickly go and tovel all the kelim or not? So the consensus seems to be why not? The way Pascal the Dark Yeshiva brings down, there is the Amnei Nezer, which I'm sure believe Amnei Nezer, that the tefillah that happened to the Ger also works for his Kalim wherever they are. It's a Chiddush of the Amnei Nezer, and he says that a Gerish and his Gaia, he could use his Kalim without, if they were kosher, without having to tell them. By the way,
or if it's a couple wants you to know to go in,
who owns it? Probably husband normally owns it, and it depends on how much. But the Tzalpashtus says that a Minchas Osher Weiss brings down that they do not have to. He says that the whole Chiyuv to Tovel Kelim was learnt out of Klei Midyan. Klei Midyan, what happened? The Kelim belonged to a non-Jew. A Jew came, he appropriated the Kelim, now it belonged to a Jew. That every similar case would require a Tefillah. However, a Gersh and Sky, there was no real transfer of ownership in the Kelim. The Kelim always belonged to Mr. Joe, and now Mr. Joe became Jewish. That is not comparable to Klei Midyan, and therefore he says you will not have to. Okay, Mr. Shaila, yes?
Don't have to wait 24 hours and for the last use of the Kelim until the
present. Again, why about last use being non-kosher? If it's non-kosher, you've got another problem. I'm talking about kosher Kelim. I'll tell you, Shaila, I have a neighbor, there was a lady in Neighborak, an older lady, who found out one fine morning that she wasn't Jewish. She thought she was Jewish, and really she wasn't. So there's lots of problems that would be because of this, yeah, including their children wouldn't be Jewish. But apart from those problems, the Shaila arose, does she have to be tovel all the kelim in the house or not? She said, of course not. Why not? She already tovel them. I went to the shop, I bought my plates, my dishes, And I told them already, why would it make sense to have to total them a second time? And what is the answer? A goy totaled the kelim, and therefore the Fidei Rishalmi, before she found she was non-Jewish, now these kelim belong to Tumas Akum. They were goyish old kelim. Now she found she's Jewish, she found she's non-Jewish, she has to give me two goats to make for her. Then it'll be the same Rishal, Gersh and Sky. But it's no better. The fact that she told them before is highly irrelevant because she wasn't Jewish when she told them. And therefore, it's poshut, she has to be told. Okay. This chiyot tefila is kumshutoi midday raisa. Le paskin toisvus, the trumas hadeshen. The chiyot tefila is a chiyot min hatoira. There is a Rambam who says that the chiyot is medivrei sofrim, and it's not clear what the Rambam means. Does it mean only midrabonim? And the pasuk is only in asmachta that the Gemara in Avodah Zarah ayin here may put down. It's a shaila how to learn the Rambam. But kumshutoi, we assume that the chiyot tefila is day raisa. What's nachmina as day raisa? Nachmina is the nemonus, by sofik is one nachmina, another nachmina is by the nemonus of someone tovelling. Can you get a child or a goy to tovel kelim? What are the oinim of? Can a 5-year-old kid tovel a kelim?
It happened to me once, my the bar mitzvah son, he took the table to kelim, I said, Dan, I said, not because you have to do it again.
If it's shlichus, then no. If it's not shlichus, if the kelim got to be covered in water, then
what halacha if you have a kelim lying on Bournemouth Beach by itself, and suddenly a wave, a massive wave comes, and now the wave covers the kelim? Is it total?
A 40-saw wave.
40-saw. It's connected. Is it totaled or not? Remember, the sea is a very kosher mitzvah. Yeah, the Mishnah says the sea is a kosher mitzvah. So, the halacha is it would be totaled, and therefore, the halacha by goyim and children is, even though my daughter's school told her that if you tell your bas mitzvah, you're not allowed to be totaled kelim. That's what they sent the message home to the girls. Yes?
By that woman the same shy would be even if a yid would have told it for her.
Correct. Wasn't the problem of the Maisa Tefila? Ownership of the Kalim was still a non-Jewish owner, and therefore Vada would be Choyim Tefila, Maska. Said Shulchan Aruch that not like my children's school, who said that a child is not allowed to tell Kalim, Ein maminim koton al Tefila's Kalim. Koton has no nemonus. If the koton told you that they went and told the Kalim, we don't possibly believe them. Lu Yitzuya, you had a godl over the kabbal, says Ramah, Aval, im tovloi lifnei godl, have a tefila. Because there's no problem in the maisa tefila. The only problem is, we don't believe them that it took place. And therefore, Lu Adin, says the Mechavan Echalafa, im hitzvil kelim adei akum, also lohem tefila. If a goy tovled kelim, it's going to work. Aval, says Ramah, eino ne'emal, I'll say the same way again. So both times the mitzias of tefillah has taken place, and therefore the keli has now become niskasha and has now gone up from tumas akum to kedushas Yisrael. But we posh don't believe the goy or the child that it was okay, and therefore in modern day shaila, if you had a video camera videoing that ma'aseh tefillah and you could see that it was done well and it went completely under the water or whatever, the tefillah would work and a child and a goy could tovel kelim, not like my children's school, because it's mitzias and the mitzias are taking place. Novos, Loshna Machaber seems to be also lehem tefillah, also lehem tefillah. Says the Taz, what is it?
Said they make a bracha.
Oh. Says the Taz, why does the Machaber say Loshna B'dievet? Also lehem tefillah sounds like post facto, you've done the tefillah already, the tefillah works. Why is it not like a tefillah? Yeah? The Yidin are very busy, they have more time on their hands. Always the Goyim should be toveling and the Yidin should be learning. Why is it sound like from a Chabad, it's also a Hem Tefillah? Says the Taz, because of your problem. Problem is, what is with the Bracha? Because if a guy is being Tovel Akeli, then you'll be mastered the Bracha, you're losing out the Bracha. There's a Mishnah in Truma, Tehrik Aleph Mishnah Vav, who says someone who's not wearing clothing should not be taking Truma because they're losing out the Bracha, can't make a Bracha, and therefore the Chabad, we don't want you to miss out on the opportunity of making a Bracha. And therefore, says the Taz, for that reason, the Chabad uses a Loshon Bedi Evet, because only Bedi Evet let go Tovel Akeli, because it's very nice you're watching them, or the video is watching them, and we know that it was terrible, but you were unable to take a bracha of Jesus Kalim, and therefore it's been able to do it. So yeah, the Yid went with the goat together, and he took the first Kalim and made a bracha on the Kalim. And then you let the goy carry on. That would be the chayva, the chadchila, according to everyone, because you know that the ketovel, because the yid is over the kapov, and you made a bracha because you did the first one, and therefore that would be.
Why can't he make the bracha?
I'm doing out of the first one. I'm doing out of the first one. Probably you can make the bracha again,
and then
you can
start
the
bracha. Okay.
Does the child make the bracha?
I don't think so.
Child very young, you won't be able to. Child or 2 year old baby. Yeah? They can do that to fit the couldn't rock it.
If I make the bracha and he dips, is that like a killer then?
Okay. Pesach. So the item here seems to be consensus that everyone sells their stuff in Pesach with the rabbi, and it seems to be consensus that no one toivels their kelim or mocks the Pesach. Is that a fair assumption? So the Mechaber says Allah. Mechaber says, Yisrael shemachar kli la'akum. If a yid sold the keli to a goy, v'chozar v'lokchoy mimenu, and he went and he brought back the same keli. Yeah, the goy had done nothing to it. He just sold him, was staying in the attic, and then he brought it back. Tzorich tefila, you need toivelik. Says the Pesachim Tshuva often up. Ulefize, according to this, says the Chochma Salom, k'shemoicha hayoyros la'oyver kechavim v'erev Pesach. Mishum chomets shetzorich tefila la'acha Pesach v'lochein mutav shaloi lemachlam chok masavim.
Sorry, what did you say?
Yoyres.
Oh, yoyres.
So chom adam seems to say if you sell your kelim to a goy on erev Pesach, it's shtickel problems. The Chazanish once sold his kelim to a goy on erev Pesach, and he didn't do the eitz we're about to say in a minute that you should. Would have cut a second. And the Matzah Pesach, when he realized, he went and he toveled all of his kelim again because the Shulchan Aruch says he sold it to a guy, he can't pay God to it again. However, as the Oyem said, nowadays we don't do so. The reason for that is because a normal good shtar mechira that you have for the Rav, it doesn't sell the actual kelim to the guy. It only says the chomets in the kelim, or the blias, the taste particles in the keli being sold, but the keli itself is still, that's not a reason why you should make some sort of comments with a qualified rabbi, not make your own dodgy little contract, because otherwise you might end up having to toivel all your keli, which is a shtickle about it. Now there is a very interesting Aruch Shulchan. Aruch Shulchan says, even without this, selling the comments, even if you sell the keli, you don't have to be toivel the keli after this. He's cholik on this chachmasot. Says Rosh Hashanah, why? It's a bit fair to understand. I'll tell you an explanation in a second. He says, even though the guy Bali Roy and Bali Mosse, these kelim are not yours, they belong to the guy. Oh, but Lemaisa, they're still your kelim the whole time. Yeah, the guy doesn't have any shaykhs to the kelim, they're still in your house, and therefore he manages to dance in your raindrops. Even though for the Hilchas Pesach, you sold your kelim, you're not over it's a chomet, but for Tfilas kelim, it's a okay, it's still yours. The question is, what's that supposed to mean? Yeah, I'm not sure. Either I'm sure everybody, right? Or should we include the table then? How can you reconcile that for Hilchas, Bari Roy, Bari Motzah, Pesach, I do not own this Kalim, but for Hilchas, Tfilas Kalim, I do? And the answer is.
We have the same Cheshbon by Chomet itself, that after Zman Abir, you can't be Mafkir because it's not yours.
I saw that before.
No, but I'm talking about the same contradiction you have by Chomet itself.
Explain.
After Sof Zman Achila, you're over Bali Roy Bali Motzi.
No. In between time.
No, but afterwards.
I sold it before.
What?
I sold it before that
no,
time.
No, but if you didn't. The Gabi Bali Roy Bali Motzi, it's yours. The Gabi making it Hefker, it's not yours. So you also have
to. Okay, that's the title of the Moran Fakhan says, because Asana Kosuke Rishusse.
Okay.
So, the Chorib Shatta Chorib, in some time, I'll have a mashke.
It's not going to the Gosh Rishusse at all, is it? he might own them, but it's still in your rishus.
But why do you need the mitzvah of rishus? Chayra, you tell on the blindness, the ownership, the chayra. The answer, I think, is the first. There is a halacha about mashkin of a goy. Yeah, if a goy gives you a deposit, if you lend a goy money, lend him £100, and in return he gave you a deposit, his kettle. And now you want to use the kettle. Yeah, assuming that the kettle hasn't been used for boiling sausages. And normally in China people ask when you go to a hotel, can you use the kettle there? And the chayre, if it looks clean, the answer is you can. Because you have to assume that they are as yeshivish as you and they want to cook something in the kettle. So you want to use the goyish kettle now. The goy gave you a mashkin, it's in your rishus, you want to use the mashkin. Do you have to tovel the mashkin or can you use it because it still belongs to him? Remember, if you borrow a keli from a goy, you would not need to tovel it. Shaila here, is there any difference? There's a mechal based on the Gemara.
You haven't got a table hired dressing from
a goy. There's a few reasons why that could be. But yeah, you don't. Mashkin. We'll get there in a second. Maybe we'll handle show you about caterers. Okay. Says the Shulchan Aruch. Depends. Im nireh b'das v'akum. If the Jew who's makabel the kettle from the goy thinks that the goy has no intention of paying back the chayiv and he will leave the kettle by you forever, then ta'on tefillah. You have to tovel it. However, if not, it doesn't really need tefillah. He says maybe to out bracha, but al kaponim. The mechaber differentiates between what you think the goy is going to do. If you think the goy will leave it by you forever, you got to tovel it. And if you think the goy will not, he'll pay you back, take it back. Then it's mamash to all the goys, and then you don't have to. My question is, in Londres, in the Chosha Mishpat, what is the difference between what I think? Either the halacha is a mashkin of a goy in the house of the yid belongs to the goy, or it belongs to the yid. Why should we care whether I have made an estimation that he's going to leave it by me, and therefore it belongs to me, and therefore if I don't think it'll leave it by me, it belongs to him? How in Choshen Mishpat does that make a halachic nafkamina what I think? And the chayra we see from this halacha, dine bailus of tefilas kelim is not the same as regular Choshen Mishpat. We see from here that it all depends on who owns the chayfas, not owns, who is shaylet on the chayfas, who has the usage of the chayfas. And if I see the goy will leave it by me, if I'm my own estimation, then it practically is mine, because it's going to stay on me forever, and therefore I'm going to tovel it. However, if, again, in the land registry, nothing changed, yeah, in the cattle registry, nothing changed between whatever I think. But if I think it was going to go back to the goy, then it doesn't belong to me, and then I don't have to tell
you. But the mashkin, have you got restrictions? You can't do everything you want with the
mashkin. I'm thinking, why should we do it?
Really, haven't got full life.
And nevertheless, if I think he's going to keep it by me, I got to tell
you.
Are
you coding the Mount Royal?
Yeah. If I think it'll be mine forever, I really now have to. So you see clearly from here that it's not Tovel Choshen Mishpat. It's more about who is the Maisa Shoylet on the Chayfus, who has, and therefore perhaps one could say that Azoyhad Orch Shulchan, and therefore on Pesach, even though in the Choshen Mishpat it belongs to the Goy, the Gabbai Bali Rabbi in Motzeh belongs to the Goy. I'm not over having Chomets in my house because the Goy has it. Nevertheless, who the Maisa Shoylet? The Maisa, the Goy is not going to cough up £4.6 billion to pay for all of the London's chomets, all Manchester's chomets. And therefore, the Meister can end up by me. It's Doimut to a mashkin that I think you're going to take back, and therefore we'll conclude. Okay, let's move on. We've got a lot to cover today. I mean, we won't finish everything today, so we have to ask, hopefully I'll be invited back once, and then we can finish off. Klis Chayra, someone owns a shop. I don't know the equivalent in Manchester. In London, a shop called Shutlers. Shutlers sell kettles, a Jewish owned shop, and they sell all different stuff. I wonder what's halacha. What's the most equivalent here?
Valbans.
Does the owner of Valbans need to tovel all the kettles in his shop?
No.
Oh, his? You try to steal them.
The owner.
No,
only the owner can be
Valbans. He's owner. Who owns
it? No, you've got to be the
buyer. Mr. Valbans doesn't own the kettle. Who owns the kettle?
If you give a present to somebody and he tovels it before you, you still have to tovel it.
That's a shock.
He takes off the taps.
That's a shayla. That's another it. That we'll discuss second time. But I don't know, why does the owner of Valdemar's not have to tell you his whole shop?
He's not using it.
He's selling it though, he's using it to sell.
He's not using it. 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 He's not using it.
might sell, but I might sell my addition to Goetim.
He's a middle man. He's only a middle Jew.
Say that you're showing him and talking about Rav, the Taz, the Chava, that Klis Chayra is Potter. Only Klis Uda on Mechayv. Klis Uda is something used for eating, and therefore, you know, I sell dishes. For me, it's not called a Klis. So that means it's a Klis Chayra, and therefore, Mr. Waldman's, Mr. Shatley's are Potter from being Tevla Kev. Shaila is, what's the halacha by a caterer? Do you say that a caterer is like Mr. Waldman's? He just has a business. The business requires him to own dishes, and therefore, Azovi, owner of a shop, does not total his dishes. Similarly, the owner of a catering company would not have total dishes. Or do you say, no, it's worse. Here, we're eating from it, and it's therefore it's a Klis Suda by me, and therefore... This is a machlokes in Achrin. I'll tell you a story which I heard from my Rebbe Zimmerman, who was a Rav in Gates at the time, now he's in London, and they came to him, everyone knows the Buick Center in Gates. The Buick Center in Gates was a big simcha. They were buying, after many, many years, a new set of dishes for the chasna. Beautiful porcelain dishes, and they wanted to know, are they mechuyev to be toivel in dishes or not? There were 300-400 sets of dishes, it could take a long time. Are you mechuyev to toivel them or not? Now, let's just do a bit of background. A kli matchas, a metal dish, is mechuyev to feed him. That's from the posuk. Yeah, the posuk lists out different types of metal. You're mechuyev. Okay. Kli zuchuchis, glass, is mechuyev midrabbanon, because it contains similar properties to kli matchas, in as much that you can break it and remake it into thing. It's back in the cave, and therefore Kli Zuchuchis is Mechuyev Midrabbanan. What's the halacha with China? Is fine bone China Mechuyev Tefillah? Says Pesach Yeshuva from the Yavids, Kelim Habo'im Mimdinus Hayam, Shenikroin, Porcelain. Yeah, everyone has spelled porcelain, look here, you see.
Porcelain, yeah.
Yeah. Do not need Tefillah. Yeah, the Yavid says, porcelain, Kelim, do not need Tefillah. Now, the problem is our porcelain is glazed. Glazed with glass, and therefore Shaila is our porcelain different, and therefore comparable to Kli's Chuchis, which is Mechuyev Midrabbanan with a bracha? Or do you say, no, the glass is not a regular glass. This glass is just to make it shiny and beautiful. It's like a paint, like a coat of paint, and therefore it works on Mechuyev, not Mechuyev Tefillah or not, that's a Shaila. If it's glazed, the Kriyeh says you have to betovel it, but other Achoyim say that nowadays it's not called glazed of the olden days, it's a tiny, tiny thin layer, make it look nice, and therefore it's part of the filler. So, shaila number one, does glazed china need to be toivled? Everyone should ask a local Orthodox rabbi. Said Rabbi Zimmerman, there's a machlokes whether glazed china needs tefillah. And also, there's a tzad to say that a caterer has the halachic status of klis chayra, because for him it's a business, and therefore the tziruf, the two things, he paskin not to toivel all the kalim in the brutet. And as you can imagine, in Gates of Kodal, there was an uproar. Well, the Yeshiva Shagais, we're not going to eat in the chasnas anymore because the Kalim and the Shkotovel to Kalim. Until they found out that the same Shaila had been asked 30 years ago to Rabbi Rakov Zichtar. Rabbi Rakov Paskent, the same as Rabbi Zimmerman. He said that the Kalim are Glazit and they're also Klis Chayra, and therefore they're Potter in Tefillah. And then they realized for the last 30 years, they've been eating off the non-material kalim, and if they realize that this machal was a rather pointless machal, and therefore if you go to the Buick Center, the kalim there are not table, and it's not a problem because they have two children to rely on.
Caterers themselves, when they eat from the kalim?
Say again?
The caterers themselves.
Yeah, they're Klis Chayra by them. They've got a shame Klis Chayra. I believe so. I tell you, there was in London, there was a restaurant, which remained nameless because they don't get in trouble, which moves Hechsherim from one to another. Yeah, but again, the names are not important. And I went to ask them, what were the new chumras of the new Hechsher? Just tell me, what upgrades did they require? And they said that until now, we never toivled our glasses. Again, glass in Chum Midrabbanan, and the Tzad Seik Klis Chayra Potter. And now, the new Hechsher made us toivel the glasses. Okay. I believe there's a yeshiva in town here that doesn't toivel the kalim because they call it Klis Chayra. Again, everyone should do research. This is Geshmak HaShayla, not to be a big Shayla. Hermes meals. If you fly business class on Hermes meals, you don't get no rubbish knives. You get Festa, Festa metal knives. Yeah. They do not toivel the knives.
So that's the death penalty. It's something you toivel
the stolen kalim.
Well, what happens?
Who's it belong to?
What's the other?
Oh, yeah? Okay. They don't over the kelim.
So can private individuals use their kelim?
Again.
Not as a guest, but you lend, you borrow them.
So if you borrow them, okay, let's move on. So there are really about one time use. I'm not going to finish what I wanted to, but one time use. Does anyone here toy with a can of Coke when they use a can of Coke? Or can of tuna? No. Right? So why not? The Chazanish brings down, because when you open the can, you made it into a keli. Before that, it wasn't a keli. And therefore, it was not to be a Yisrael, and therefore, you are exempt from toveling it. What's the problem with that?
What is second turn?
Shabbos. If you hold like the Chazanish, and you're not toveling a keli because it's foreign, it could be you can't open it on Shabbos. Because the Chazanish does like, holds you can't open it on Shabbos because you're making it into a keli. And therefore, the Sfarah to be makel in Hilchot Tfilas Kelim is a Sfarah to be machmeh in Hilchot Shabbos. But there are various other Sfarahs that allow you not to tovel it. Reb Moshe has a tshuva, and he brings down that there's a Rambam who seems to say that the Rabbi Kabbalah's Tumah has only got a Shem Keli if it has longevity, and therefore a Keli that has no longevity is not called a Keli B'chlal, it's just a piece of rubbish, and therefore it would not be Mechuyev in the Tefillah.
Many years ago, when eggs used to have bloodstopping, now they candle them, but the eggs used to find bloodstopping in eggs, people used to use old fruit tins, the fruit tins, to boil the eggs in.
So would they be
Not the table, because you've opened it.
Okay, so this is a big shaila. It's a coffee jar, but you reuse a coffee jar.
Yeah.
Just to table it. So I'll end off with this shaila. I'll tell you one something. Thing. I once had an event in my house in London. We had a caterer, one of the most prestigious in the world. And I saw the owner, the caterer, taking little glasses they use for dessert at the end of the event, and throwing them in the bin. I said to him, Mr. Caterer, I'm sorry, have you fallen on your head? Why are you throwing your glass in the bin? That's the rubbish. He said, I'll tell you why. Because for me to tovel my glasses is very expensive business. Because we have money, even though we said a goy is believed, I have to be on the cupboard and pay goyim, it's not financially viable for me to tovel them. I prefer to buy glasses, use them once. And then we have a remotion that if you use them once, you're not mechuyev in tefillah, and therefore I don't tovel my glasses. Now, many people are shaking their heads. It's complete rubbish. The whole foreign motion was that it hasn't got a Shem Keli. It hasn't got longevity, and therefore it's not got a Shem Keli. However, a regular metal Keli, there's no heter to use it once throw in the bin. It's rubbish. It's mechuyev in midraisa or glass in rabbanon. And therefore, it's mamash a mistake. We actually took some of the glasses throwing out, we totaled them, and then we have them to this day. We have these glasses, and they're mechuyev in midraisa. It's a waste of time, that thing. Okay. But back to the coffee jar. I'll end off with this, right? So a coffee jar. Many people, they use a coffee jar for long term. Is it mechuyev in tefillah? Say to Moshe Feinstein, Svara, why it's not. He said, okay, Gemara Erevin brings down, you're allowed to use Mois Maisa Sheni to buy wine, even though you have to pay a bit of money for the flask that the wine came in. And Mois Maisa Sheni can be used for the food. So how are you allowed to? Said Reb Moshe, because the money spent on the flask is not there. The flask is bottled to the wine. When you buy food in a container, you're only paying for the food. The container is bottled. If you go now and use the container long term, you have made it into something with value, and therefore you are potter. Therefore, Reb Moshe would say that you're not mechuyev to tovel any coffee jars. The Reb Moshe Weiss, the tshuva, he timed it, that's not true. He says a different pshat more. He says that you're allowed to use Mois Maisa Sheni on any normal way of spending money. It's part of the costs of buying food are to pay for a flask. You're allowed to use Mois Maisa Sheni for those costs. And therefore, it's not the pshat that the flask is bottled to the wine, and therefore, you see, you know, the pshat is you're paying for the flask and you're paying for the wine. Nevertheless, you're allowed to pay Mois Maisa Sheni for the wine. Therefore, he says, according to that, a coffee jar would perhaps, yes, be mechuyev in tefillah, and therefore you can't rely on his Moshe. The same shad with chalatin. So people often reuse the same aluminium chalatins and don't travel them. According to Moshe, it's probably potter because they haven't got longevity. They're made to be used twice or three times. They're rubbish. Israel Mechitzchok wants to travel them. Everyone should do whatever their rabbi tells them. Shkoyach, everyone for listening. Have a very, very good day.
If you take the lid off, you're making it to a cake now.
No,
you're making that what?
It's a cake.